This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's get ready to rumble! From Austin, Texas, formerly in the Republic of the United States, now under FEMA control, I am your host, Alex Jones. We live in epic times. We have a big broadcast lined up for you today. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist for Infowars.com, will be joining us to talk about campaign 2016 and the entire waterfront of developments. David Knight will be anchoring the fourth hour today. InfoWars Nightly News coming up 7 o'clock Central. Look at this. Look at this article. Obama pushes for Zika funding. Quote, mosquitoes don't go through customs. No, the Zika mosquitoes come from the Rockefeller Foundation on record and are weaponized. And we've had top bioweapons experts like Dr. Francis Boyle on to tail it. But it gets worse than that. You know, most of the so-called refugees, they don't get vetted either. They don't even get their IDs or passports checked. That's confirmed. And they won't tell state police or even the FBI who they are. And the FBI even bucks the Obama administration and comes out and says, none of these people are vetted. Actually, they are vetted. 99.9%, I have an article today, of them are Sunni Wahhabists. Almost all of them are invaders, or they were cohorts in the attempted takeover of Syria and the mass murder of all Christians and Shiites. And they have had their butts kicked right out of there. Saudi Arabia won't take them back. That's where most of them come from. They're Chechens, you name it. And they're going right through Turkey into Europe. And boy, I've got a stack on of news that when we come back in the next segment, start your engines. Strap yourselves in with a four-point harness and get ready, because we're taking over 1,000 horsepower of liberty all the way to the edge today. Just the stack of treason is overwhelmingly powerful. The image this puts, just this stack of news together, shows you clearly what's going on. And there's just so much more. Huge Trump news. He is dominating Hillary in every poll, as we said he would do within 3 weeks he was beating her in national polls. Another week has now passed. We're 4 weeks into him taking the gloves off. And Hillary is now behind by up to 4 to 6 points in many national polls, 2 points in others. I mean, Trump is just turbocharging past her right now. And the more he takes the gloves off, the weaker she gets. Now, the more he hangs out with Henry Kissinger and James Baker and everybody else, the worse things get. And I understand that he's just hat-tipping to them so they don't come after him. But at the same time, he just better continue with his pro-gun rhetoric. He better continue hammering the political correct garbage. Because that's worth it right there, just having the national spokesperson who'll bring up the rape and stuff like that. So it's kind of like he gets a demerit, a little demerit for some of this stuff with the establishment. Then he gets giant gold stars that are 50 times bigger than the demerits. With the saying, you know, Bill Clinton's a rapist and stuff on Fox News. Believe me, the establishment doesn't like that. So I got some issues with Trump, but for everything he does, and there's so much other good stuff that I'm watching very, very closely. But my gut tells me things are still on a good course here, in fact, more than ever. We're going to cover all that when we come back from break. I really harped on Glenn Beck a lot yesterday because, you know, he's hanging out with Zuckerberg and then comes out and badmouths conservatives and said Zuckerberg's not censoring. Zuckerberg's employees have gone public. They're engaged in Chinese-style censorship, and this is outrageous. And he wants to be the one left alone. He wants a controlled market like John D. Rockefeller because competition's a sin. Because Doughboy, I don't mean he's fat. He just has that inherent sliminess of like a snake coming up to you to bite you, a cobra or something. And I just can't stand him. I'll just admit it. And by the way, no one else likes him in the liberty movement or conservatives or libertarians or patriots. I remember back when he was like still a big star 5-6 years ago, I talked to prominent people and they go, Glenn Beck, he's a crazy egomaniac who thinks he's God. and literally is the most pretentious jerk to waiters and everybody else you've ever seen. I mean, he's just like Hillary Clinton. The guy is a frickin' Judas goat, egomaniac, Benedict Arnold.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Let me do this again. Let me just give you some of the headlines, and I'm going to drill back into it. 40 volcanoes are erupting right now as the crust of the earth becomes increasingly unstable. InfoWars.com, Michael Snyder. RT, apocalyptic scenes in Indonesia as deadly volcano erupts, spewing hot ash, killing 7. London Telegraph, Elijah Wood, Hollywood in the grip of child abuse scandal, similar to Jimmy Savile, the Satanist. Reportedly tortured small girls to death in the presence of the elite of Britain. They have found bodies, they have found the torture chambers, and of course they've been having government ministers and others that were connected to it dropping dead, and even mainstream news there says that there is a pedophile cult, in their words, running the UK. It's running the world, ladies and gentlemen. It's running the world. Continuing here, Trump to Hillary, disarm your bodyguards. Exclusive, Donald J. Trump, Hillary Clinton's plans for more illegal immigration to America are a disaster for our country. former White House reporter, media happy to be managed by Obama, former top writer at the USA Today publication, told the Wall Street Journal. Continuing, new poll shows Trump beating Clinton in general election, accelerating as he gets more hardcore. Bernie Sanders is digging in because he really is the leader. And now he's fighting to not let Hillary steal the delegates and super delegates. So the mainstream media is now basically calling him a terrorist, violent, evil, because he's not the person they want. They want Hillary. Sanders would be so polarizing, he wouldn't get most of what he wanted done. And that's why they don't want him in there. I mean, just like they don't want Trump, they're trying to steal it. But he had such a landslide, and people didn't buy that, no, popular vote does count. We're not going along with your mind game, so they failed. But the Democratic Party has been so servile that they've gotten away with some of it, but now they're starting to wake up. So good job to them. I mean, we do have popular voting here, right? Yes, you can have a contested election when it's neck and neck, but not when it's a landslide. Not when he wins New Hampshire, he wins seven other states, they give it to Hillary. No, that's wrong. And if you say that's the system, then let's change it, even though that's not the system. You don't have the moral high ground, Hillary Clinton or Ted Cruz. And I don't take pleasure coming out against Ted Cruz, folks, but when you start shooting your mouth off and talk about landslide victories when you're stealing states, that dog doesn't hunt. Now, before I go any further into that political news, let me just go ahead and get into this stack and read you these headlines. And then I'm going to come back from break and drill into these more. But just listen to these, if you're a radio listener, TV viewers, we're going to aim the document cam down there. I'm going to go over these articles. And just listen to these headlines. I'm going to come back and drill into these. But how these tie together. Guardian newspaper. Revolution in America when dying white majority is overthrown. Why is that so important? See, it makes everything about the race or group you are, not about everybody's freedom. All of our basic freedoms are being demolished. But then we're taught it doesn't matter because we're based on race. But every other group is supposed to be based on race. But white people. And then we're taught to hate ourselves. I mean, it is just total race-based politics, like the Klan had during some periods in the South, but globally, managed by the corporate elite for divide and conquer. And I know you know that, but this is what we're really seeing. There's an admitted CIA program with Sumner Redstone and Viacom, the biggest media company in the world, to break up the family. That's been declassified. And you turn it on, it's totally weaponized to break down society. They're announcing, look at this, immigration officials to start sending transgender women to middle of Texas where they built an entire facility. An entire facility just for them. Again, as if this is the biggest issue in the world when you've got like 0.2% of people saying they're transgender. It's just, you want to see what causes confusion, a breakdown, that's what it is. Forget the transgenders. Forget whether a man can be a woman or vice versa. Forget all the science. Either way, are we planet tranny? This was formulated by psych warfare chiefs to screw the species up. I'm sorry. Let me read the headlines. I'm sorry. Guardian, Revolution America, when dying white majority is overthrown. And you read this, it's the most racist garbage. It sounds like a Nazi wrote it. Hungry Prime Minister. Clinton is George Soros' puppet, wants to overrun EU with millions of Muslims, while the mouth is Clinton, the voice is that of George Soros. Poland's top ministers have come out and said, we are under Soros attack. Even nationalists that are right-wing are saying they're trying to put Nazis in charge. That's in the news today. In fact, it was declassified. I'm going to get to that. They're trying to put Nazis in. And the nationalist groups that are against it, they call them Nazis. Like the libertarian presidential candidate calling Trump a Nazi, saying he wants to like go after Anne Frank. This is so incredible, folks, that they're doing this. But Europe gets it. They're like, stop it. Because Soros is in newspapers bragging. Yeah, I'm going to overthrow your country. They're like, America, arrest him. Stop it. It's right-wing leaders. It's nationalist leaders. It's pro-Russia leaders. It's French leaders that are even liberal. German leaders that are liberal are starting to go, yeah, this is crazy. The mayor of London, super liberal, sounds like Donald Trump now because it's true. And there are a lot of liberals out there that don't want to suicide their countries. Hungary's prime minister, Clinton is George Soros' puppet, wants to overthrow EU with millions of Muslims, while the mouth is Clinton's, the voice is out of George Soros. Hungary's prime minister, Viktor Orban, slammed Bill Clinton as a puppet of billionaire George Soros for supporting his plan to flood the EU with millions of hostile Muslims. We're going to get to that coming up. This is amazing. Now, this is the key. We're going to roll some B-roll of this here for you if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, you can always go to Infowars.com/show for the free video feeds so you can actually see this for yourself because it adds a dimension. This is AFP. Last article is Breitbart. Pope and top imam embrace an historic Vatican meeting. This is the main imam of Cairo. Basically the Muslim Brotherhood. Al-Qaeda-like. Absolutely incredible. Now, let's move on to this one. This is from last week. Pope Francis likens Jesus to ISIS, says Muslims must breed with Europeans, says he, quote, doesn't want to hear about Christian roots of Europe. Well, you know the quotes. He, quote, dreaded, excuse me, it's worse than what I remembered. He dreaded, this was a quote, Christian roots of Europe, because it has colonialist overtones. It goes on and on and on. Now, let's move on to the article today. Islamic State, AP. Last article was LaCroix, major Catholic paper, the Catholic paper of France, in case you think they misquoted him. This is out of his mouth, ex-cathedra or cathedra. AP, Islamic State group leaders urges attacks in Europe and U.S., and he's meeting with the Al-Qaeda-like imam. And Merkel and Europe has said, come in, come in, come in, come in. Then they attack, they declare civil emergency, and arrest nationalists. Like Marie Le Pen, who's like Donald Trump-like. She hasn't even endorsed Donald Trump because he might be too right-wing. I mean, give me a... They're arresting people that are not as hardcore as Sarah Palin in France, okay? The tyranny's here, folks. Chinese-style net censorship is now official at Facebook. And Glenn Beck's endorsed it. Endorsed it. They're moving on us, like Drudge said here a year ago. Well, that Paul Revere stood right over there in the shadows. One of the first interviews he's done in years and warns you. Islamic State group leader urges attacks in Europe. Let me just race through these now. Bombings in Assad's stronghold kills 111 in Syria. Islamic State claims responsibility. UPI. Credible threat that ISIS will target the Rio Olympics. Yeah, they're crawling over South America. Brazil anti-terror chief says numerous measures are being taken to prevent an attack. Yeah, training you to live in a police state if they bring them in. Libertarian candidate compares Trump's proposal to deport illegals to the Holocaust. They deport you in Mexico. Germans, look how pathetic this is, rushing to buy blank guns, toy guns. Guns that are used to start, you know, swimming matches and races to try to just scare the rapist away. But, oh, it gets better. 22% of resettled refugees in Minnesota test positive for tuberculosis. And then I knew it, but it's in the next article. The government knows they've got it and brings them in. Remember Ellis Island? They kept you there to make sure you didn't have stuff like that? They bring people in and stick them in your kid's elementary school or high school or whatever, and your kid gets TB and they admit it. Wow. 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 Somali refugees and stuff that live in dirt huts, folks, and don't know what planet they're on. The women are total slaves. Saudi Arabia, you name it. They're just pouring in. I mean, it's amazing, the political correctness. And now when they chain their lives up or even burn them up or kill them or pour acid on them, the cops hardly even investigate. It's like, well, that's their culture. Mm-hmm. UN diplomats keep slaves in New York City. Don't get in trouble. Look it up. 20% of resettled refugees in Minnesota have tuberculosis. And then look at this. Indiana officials, 85 test positive for TB bacteria. Oh, and they wonder why it's suddenly exploding all over. Four refugees with infectious tuberculosis sent to Indiana. This is where they admit they sent people there that they knew had it. Now, let's continue. It's a lot more than that. Record 499 Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. Folks, it's thousands in Austin. That's, number one, that's a lie, but listen to this. Record 499 Syrian refugees admitted to U.S. so far in May. No Christians. Syria is 20% Christians. They're the real refugees. Obama will not let them in.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront, the full spectrum of news, and take your phone calls. His latest article is up on Infowars.com. CIA links top Hillary donor Soros to terrorist bombing. Soros is a major contributor to Hillary Clinton's campaign. I mean, we've got the Polish deputy minister. We've got, you know, the president. We've got the president of Hungary. We've got German leaders in their Bundestag. We've got just incredible news here and documents being released. There's multiple declassifications on Soros right now. It's just incredible. It's incredible how evil this guy is. He even tried to crash the British pound. So in the new James Bond movie, the Quantum Group is the private corporation behind Spectre. And there's a George Soros character that just wants to ruin the world and be mean because he hates people. This is the real head of Spectre. Just give me a break, man. Some weird Nazi collaborator who actually has cats and an oxygen tank? Yes, we will kill James Bond. I mean, you cannot make it up. Give me a break. And I said this before, it's just weird. Both my grandfathers are dead now. They were both in World War II in the Army Air Corps. They barely, both of them barely survived. One of them in a crash landing, the other, you know, plane shot up. And then their base got bombed, my dad's dad, and he got hurt, Purple Heart. So it was, it didn't go up, and then a few missions in, his whole crew got killed. Barely didn't make it, fighting the Nazis. And then I've got to sit here, and you've got to sit there, with a guy who was all the way back in World War II, a top Nazi collaborator, helping round people up. We have to put up with his crap. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL give him awards as a Jewish leader when he is the greatest living Nazi war criminal. And then he runs Media Matters and all these other groups attacking us. You people that work at those places, you are just horrible people. Because you're not just calling me a Nazi. You work for one who's anti-free speech and is putting Nazis in places like Ukraine. I mean, how freakish is that? I just can't believe it. It's just, it's so rich. It's just such horse manure. I've had Media Matters call me before years ago just for fun. I'd actually do the interview with their so-called, you know, editor. They go, and you're not anti-Semitic? And I'm like, no, not like George Soros that funds you. He doesn't fund us. I pulled up election commission documents while I was talking to him and said he was their number one funder. And they went, well, thanks for the interview. And I said, all you were doing this for was to act like you were actually a journalist. You're not a journalist. You're a hack. Our government's funding Sunni radical Muslims that have killed 300,000 people conservatively in Syria, most of them Christians, and Obama won't let one out. We had the clip 6 months ago. We ought to try to find it again. Something like Obama talks about it's not fair to only let in Christian refugees. And then he giggles and he goes, because that's not fair. Because that's not fair. The numbers come in every month of the thousands and thousands and thousands. And they'll say, oh, we let one Christian in or no Christians in this latest group. I just covered the article earlier. They will not let them out because Turkey doesn't let the Christians out. They're to be murdered there. They're damned up in that country to be killed. And that's why the globalists are so stupid. That's why, well, they're lust to kill. That's why they can't beat the Syrians, the coalition of Alawites, Christians, Shiites, and others with the Russians, because they have nowhere to go, folks. They have to fight to the death. And they're meant to be there and be murdered while the Popey sits up there, the false Pope, and meets with the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood and embraces him and shoots his mouth off about the, you know, I don't want to hear about Christianity and Christian stuff. You know, Jesus was just like ISIS. He sent people out to the world. These are quotes. To literally betray Christendom. I mean, you just cannot make it up. They overthrew the Catholic Church. You can debate it was corrupt before, whatever. You can stick a knife in it. It's done now. They overthrew it with the pedophile infiltration. And as soon as they put this guy in, the media shut that down. And that was over because it was mission completed. They took it over. I can tell you right now, Pope Francis is a deep member. He might even be the head of it. This whole thing. That guy is the devil incarnate. I know it's dangerous to stand up against somebody like him, but that's what I got to do. The truth's the truth. It's just unbelievable to see the actual manifestation of Satan in the Vatican.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
My little China girl.
I could escape this feeling with my Chinese girl. I feel the wreck without my little China girl.
You know, they tell people that colleges nationwide every year for the last decade do not have Halloween parties, do not have costume parties. And in the guide put out by the federal government, by the EEOC, based on their directives, no China girls, no geisha girls,
just like a sacred cow.
Language being descriptive is racist. Don't say Mexican food. Don't say Chinese. Say Asian cuisine. Use the words we tell you to use. Sure, we're bringing in censorship. We're the liberals. Ha ha, shut your mouth. Yes, I'll give you television. I'll give you eyes of blue. I'll give you spirit to rule the world. All right, let's get into the news here. I started going through the stack, but I must go through it without commentary. Even if I fail, I must go back through it just so you can make your own decision off the headline. CIA links top Hillary donor George Soros to terrorist bombing. Guardian, revolution in white America because of dying white majority will be overthrown. Hungary's PM, Clinton is George Soros' puppet, wants to overthrow EU with millions of Muslims. Pope and top imam embrace an historic Vatican meeting. Pope Francis likens Jesus to ISIS, says Muslims must breed with Europeans. Islamic State group leaders urge attacks in Europe and the U.S. Let's see, AP, UPI. Bombings in Assad strongholds kills 101 in Syria. Islamic State claims responsibility. That's our government backs. Credible threat. The ISIS will target the Rio Olympics. Daily Mail. Libertarian candidate compares Trump's proposal to deport illegals to the Holocaust. Germans rushing to buy blank guns over migrant fears. 22% of resettled refugees in Minnesota test positive for tuberculosis. And it goes on to admit they test them and just let them in. Four refugees with infectious tuberculosis sent to Indiana in 2015. I'm telling you, the leftists will take their kids and ask these people to cough in their face and go, we're sharing the TV with them. It's liberal. Oh, look, Habib next door chains his wife up and pours acid on her face. But did you see the other neighbor? He was wearing a cowboy hat like John Wayne. I'm sorry. Record 400, and this is CNS News, record 499 Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. so far in May includes no Christians. 20% of Syria is Christian. Was a little higher than that, but they killed a couple hundred thousand of them. Are we going to let you out? I'm afraid not. That's when Obama really relished in that video. We got to find that. Something like, you know, Obama says we got to let all refugees in, not just Christians. Try to find it. He's just like, he laughs. He goes, it's just not fair to not, you know, only let Christians in. Because he's not, but the joke is they're not letting Christians in. And he laughs, oh man, when they line those families up and machine gun them or chop their heads off or take those little girls as young as five into sex slavery and 100 jihadis line up and rape them till they die. Look it up. ISIS rapes little girls till they die. And that demon filth, that filth of hell, laughs about it. Because they're devil worshippers, folks. That is a sacrifice going on over there. You understand? They're not following the same conductor as us, okay? Wow. Obama planned to reintegrate ex-convicts into society raises crime fears. Oh, think so? The government's going to hire the hardcore felons. There is too many innocent people getting felony charges out there. So then everybody goes, yeah, we got to reform this. We can't even find workers. A third of the country's got felonies. That's not what this is. This is always the end stage of a communist operation. Elderly bookend of life talks. Once labeled death panels, AP. Oh, we are going to cut your care off and everything, but it's okay because we brought people in with TB to cough on you. It's all right. But don't worry, we care about animals, but not humans. Puppy addicted to heroin and meth found in motel room. And it is very sad, but see, we've been taught to have empathy for the dog, but not for all the chimera human-animal experiments. Those creatures don't have any rights. Those are just in the newspaper. They've got them. They don't show it to us. When they finally roll it all out, I think soon, they're going to just say, well, we've been doing it for 30 years. Our shampoo has a little bunny thing on it. You know, nobody had anything. No bunnies got hurt. No chimeras did, though. And your kids did with the vaccines and the fluoride. Bye-bye, brain cells. So there's that little stack. Oh, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Only 7 other stacks, and I intend to try to at least skim over all of it today, but I want to go back into some of this stack first. But if you want to know who quarterbacks the show, there's something real wimpy and very, I don't want to say effeminate because it's not fair to women. A real woman is powerful, and you know, to call these weird Nelly men that are into kids effeminate and the, quote, feminization of men, this is not a feminization of men. This is a dehumanization of men and women. And there is this Renfield, Dracula servant archetype. And I understand Media Matters and Raw Story and CNN will say that I'm saying vampires are real. It's an allegory, a parallel. You know that too. You try to deceive your viewers to make them, you know, think I'm a liar. But all that happens is they come and tune in and find out what I'm really saying. I'm not saying vampires are real. I'm saying as an archetype or as a historical symbol, there have always been psychopaths that want to grab your kid and torture him to death. That's why the ancient Greeks had vampire hunting days, you know, where they'd go into the catacombs, you know, during the day. The Romans would as well, and find the crazy people that would creep out at night and grab you and take you and eat you, and then they would hunt them down. It was always a very small percentage of people that wanted to lurk around the dark and, you know, grab your kids out of their bed at night and take them down to the catacombs and torture them to death. You know, it's just the whole thing of don't get too close to the castle, kids. And the best way to scare your kids is go, they got long teeth, they drink your blood. They do drink your blood, they just don't got long teeth. And it's an archetype in every culture. And when they take over, they build big pyramids, and then they have down below them the market where they hang the people by their legs, and then the priest class sells the meat to fund themselves. From Chile to Central Texas, from the Karankawa to the entire Mayan kingdom, thousands of years of vampiric activity. And every other culture got into this as well. So find out what's going on here. We're dealing with vampires, ladies and gentlemen, psychopaths. And they've got a flavor. They like certain things. Now, let me explain to you. The Nelly dehumanized men that people call feminized, those are the Renfield level. They just want to have sex with kids. Okay? But they are the gatekeepers and the toadies and the minions, the bots of the really evil people behind them. And you have to understand that if we're going to defeat these people, you've got to come to grips with it and understand that that's what you're seeing. You're not seeing the heart of the conspiracy when I say it's a pedophile cult. They don't put the vampires out in the open. They're back at the castles. They're back at the lairs. And the politicians go out, and their minions go out, and they corrupt themselves with the sex with the children and all the rest of it. And then they cry when they take their favorite children in so their throats get slit. And that's come out in Europe. It's come out in England. It's come out here. That's the bottom of the rabbit hole. Bring a little kid in, lay the plastic out in front of the prime minister. 5-year-old girl, double-edged dagger. Slit their throat right there. And then I'm not going to get into the rest of it. But you want to know who you're dealing with? That's who you're dealing with. You want to take vaccines they give you? You want to drink water they set up for you? You want to eat that GMO? You want to work with them? You want to... I talked to somebody that did work on the Connecticut home of George Soros. There's a little castle out in the woods. The windows are all blacked out. All the furniture is black. Black mirrors everywhere. You know what that's for? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They are coming for everybody. And I want to warn everyone that serves this. When you sign on to these people, you're signing on to hell itself, and you will pay in this life. Where they're taking this is not a very pretty place. Now, I was told Elijah was a listener, and I was contacted for some other big child stars, and I just have not had these people on, but I do want to try to get Elijah Wood on since he's doing this. But I was told by one of these prominent stars that, oh, Elijah Wood knows about all this too, and after you have me on, then, you can have him on, and I just said, you guys need to just put your stuff out there, and then I can report on it. So I'm going to go ahead and try to get Elijah Wood on. Elijah Wood, Hollywood, in the grip of child abuse scandal similar to Jimmy Savile. Who is the guy that had a secret dungeon for Satanism, and he ran the community orphanages and the troubled children, the little girls. But he would procure the little boys, and he was best friends with Prince Charles. That's in the news. And had the highest level access above MI6, the royal family. I'll just stop right there. Elijah Wood, Hollywood, in the grip of child abuse scandal similar to Jimmy Savile. Let's put Jimmy Savile on screen for TV viewers if you want to see the absolute archetype of the Renfields. You want to see a possessed person? Yeah, click as he gets older, he just gets more. I mean, imagine, he's here to drive a truckload of little girls to a mansion in the middle of the night. Oh, there's nothing happening. 6, 7, 8-year-old girls. Hello. Hello. And then now it comes out, Satanism, dead bodies, all of it. Wow. Wow. The rabbit hole goes deep. The roots are deep. Rip them all down. Elijah Wood, Hollywood, in the grip of child abuse scandal, similar to Jimmy Savile, wrecking the innocent of children, wrecking their souls, destroying them forever, feasting on their energy, interdimensional demons interfacing, ruling the earth. Or maybe they're just psychopaths and mentally ill. All I know is they're suddenly in the liberal media telling us pedophilia is loving. It's loving. I'll get you and your little dog, too. These things must be done delicately, huh? Hollywood is in the grip of a child sexual abuse scandal similar to that of Jimmy Savile in Britain. Lord of the Rings star Elijah Wood has claimed. The 35-year-old former child actor said pedophiles had been protected by powerful figures in the movie business and that abuse was probably still taking place. In an interview with the Sunday Times, Wood said he had been protected from abuse as he was growing up, but that other child actors had been regularly preyed upon at parties by industry figures. That's just the gateway to this. You all grew up with Savile. Jesus, it must have been devastating, he said. Clearly, something major was going on in Hollywood. It was all organized. Key statement. There are a lot of vampires. There are a lot of vampires in the industry. People who only have their own interest in mind. There is a darkness in the underbelly. If you can imagine it, it's probably happened. Wood said the abuse was allowed to continue because the victims can't speak as loudly as people in power. That's the tragedy of attempting to reveal what is happening to innocent people, he said. They can be squashed, but their lives have been irreparably damaged. Allegations that senior Hollywood figures have been protecting child abusers have gathered pace in recent years. And then it goes on. Gathered pace, just like the Catholic Church. We don't hear about that anymore, do we? Oh, I'm afraid the blackmail worked. And now the crews in firm control. First they infiltrate, then they create the corruption. Now they have the leverage, and now they're in control. Oh, we're opening the door for ISIS, also child rapists. Come on in, my friends, fellow vampires. Intra, come in. The feasting is good. We have conditioned everyone. Their shields are down. Sharpen your knives. Get out your forks. The water's warm, the blood of children. Got a lot more news we're going to cover when we come back. But first, I do need to tell the wonderful viewers and everyone that we have never sold so many T-shirts for Hillary and President or Come and Take It, Molon Lambe, because we offered 50% off when you go to Infowars.com/newsletter to sign up for the free newsletter, and we send you the code. And I said it was going to end last night. One more time today, in about 3 hours, I'm going to send the code out one more time. So the promo code is going to stay open until midnight tonight because it's great to be able to have contact with you. It's great you get to email Insider a bunch of our links, our articles to send off to others. It gets around a lot of the censorship that's taking place, and it's so popular. Now, again, this is about promotion of InfoWars and Hillary for President. We really don't make any money. I wish we did at $9.95, obviously, with the T-shirts. They cost us like $6, and after all the infrastructure and stuff, it's a lost leader. But it's going to be great to just keep this ball rolling because, I mean, the T-shirts are popping up everywhere. They're all over the news, the Hillary for President especially. I want to thank you all that have been members of the InfoWars Insider newsletter, and I want to just encourage everybody. We send out promo codes every day, or almost every day. Sometimes we don't send emails out on, like, Saturday. That has 15% off, 30% off, 50% off. And you never, the very best deals are for folks that are there with the newsletter. We have a lot of big specials for everybody else as well. We got 20% off on the incredible Good Halogen, Nation Iodine X Tube. The Globals are doing everything they can to make sure you don't get real pure iodine that actually is absorbed by your cells. 20% off. Try it. It's a great way to get introduced to it. And your purchase funds the operation. And I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the prison planet! Yeah! Let me see your war face! Ah! That is scary enough! Work on it!
They are building a prison planet! show, too. That lead singer on yours, Jeff. Like me some Clutch. Yeah! Start thinking about the New World Order. I'll sick these freaks fire. Gets my blood up. Just total defense mode. Just, I don't like these vampires. Do you? All these archetypes from history are telling us what we're dealing with. They want just a bunch of dumbed-down, mindless, infighting, stupid sheep. And they can sit up there in their big armored compounds and just fly over us in their jet copters. It's like a vampire science fiction movie while they play God. They set up a world where they do whatever they want. Play with us, play with our world like we're their little toys, pawns. Let me mention this because I have a clip of it I want to get to. Guardian, revolution in America when dying white majority is overthrown. The West that ended slavery, that opened its borders up, that did all this stuff. Sure, at least have used this for corruption, but I mean the backwardness of these other countries is incredible. Let's see, the virtue is elsewhere. And they have the Guardian, Stephen Thrasher, who's obviously an anti-white racist in my view, but see, it's okay because he's not white, come out and say the Guardian, Stephen Thrasher, is looking forward to the day when America's, quote, dying white majority is overthrown and a political revolution led by people of color ends the white supremacist system currently represented by Donald Trump's presidential campaign. See, it's all race-based there. And obviously, as a backlash, there's some race-based stuff from white people going on. But see, they want you just to identify with race and then identify if you're a, quote, minority, 90% of the world's population is not Anglo or less, that you then identify with Bernie Sanders and socialism when that's what the big banks want because they administer it. So they brand socialism and communism as an anti-white thing. And then the big megabanks put the Bolsheviks in Russia and killed tens of millions of people. That's admitted. I mean, it's so horrible. Look at Venezuela collapsing. It's a system for idiots. Venezuela was almost as rich as the U.S. 50 years ago. Argentina had more money than we did. They got taken over by corruption, folks, and now look where they are. They have a crony system now, not a free market. Let's go to this guy. Let's go to a clip of this guy on YouTube, just really proud of himself. Here it is.
If you understand American history, then you'll understand why I think Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States. Every bold advancement of freedom in America is always met with an equally bold racist backlash, like the emancipation of the slaves and Reconstruction being met by our old friend Jim Crow, or how desegregation of schools and public spaces birthed a wave of resegregation in the 80s. Remember the Voting Rights Act of 1965? A half century later, we have poll lines so long they disenfranchise those who can't afford to wait. And new laws are excluding countless citizens who have voted their whole lives. So, when we voted against the odds to elect the first black president 8 years ago, when we had a clear symbol that the country is literally becoming more black, why shouldn't we have expected his successor to be the meanest, whitest, most vile bigot possible? The very same guy.
That's enough. Here's the deal. It's racial politics from the left. I mean, they're just throwing it around everywhere. And then they sit there with this holier than thou because this guy, oh, and he's a big gay award-winning activist, of course, on top of it. So he's even more royal than everyone else. You know, just, oh, my gosh, you talk like this. You're so intellectual. You use the word racist and microaggression. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.